In the latest pod news, NPR's RAD, a method of measuring consumption data for podcasts, has launched. A blog post on NPR's website describes the companies NPR have worked with to get to this point. There's also a tech spec website, including a simple introduction. NPR say that they'll soon release a web-based tool to help create RAD-compliant podcasts. The NPR One app for Android works with RAD today. RAD works by podcasters adding specific time markers to things that they want consumption data on, a story or an ad or a section, and a tracking server to send anonymized data to. RAD-aware podcast players send data back to publishers so you know how many people have heard those bits of your podcast. Podtrack has announced support for RAD, and their own RAD beta is open for sign-up. Other companies who've said they'll support it include Acast, AdsWiz, Art19, Blueberry, Triton, Omni, and Wide Orbit. We've tagged every story in yesterday's Pod News podcast with RAD tags as a separate download for you to maybe play with. We've also written our own tracking server to collect the data. Apple, Google and Spotify have yet to comment about whether they'll support RAD, but it is fairly clear that Overcast's Marco Arment won't. He commented earlier this year that big data ruined the web and I'm not going to help bring it to podcasts. In other news, one in six British drivers listen to podcasts and music instead of radio, claims a survey done for car manufacturer Nissan. Meanwhile, separate data from the US suggests that 25% of US commuters listen to podcasts and music. WNYC has won two DuPont Columbia Awards for digital journalism for Trump Inc. and Juvenile Justice Podcast Court. PodSite's research has been made free for everyone. The product continuously samples episodes from hundreds of podcasts and offers insight into how brands use them to advertise. Their announcement notes that Apple advertised using podcasting briefly at the end of September. Podbean has released a new Pod Ads affiliate program with commissions for referring podcast advertisers and up to $100 credit to referred advertisers. Pod Ads is Podbean's smart podcast advertising platform. And if you're a developer, TuneIn is now reporting a distinct user agent for iOS. We've seen TuneIn Radio Pro, while another reader, Jay, reports seeing TuneIn Radio. The TuneIn Android app, though, is still claiming it's something called LAVF, however. Anyway, we've updated our user agent table, which now has a last updated date on it. Big-tongued cook and supermarket salesman Jamie Oliver has launched Jamie's Christmas Cracker.
Hello, lovely people. Merry Christmas. And this is so exciting. This is my first ever podcast.
Which promises listeners all the tips they need to ensure their Christmas feast is a cracker. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.